This is John Batchelor speaking with my colleague Gregory Copley about King Charles III, his appearance at COP28. Most significant, Gregory identifies, he's the king's meeting with the prime minister of Greece, Mitsotakis. This has to do with the 200-year-old controversy of the Elgin Marbles in the early 19th century. Earl of Elgin, Thomas Bruce, purchased the Elgin Marbles that were left to ruin on the Parthenon, purchased them and shipped them to Britain, purchased them from the Ottoman Empire. Subsequently, the Parliament bought them from Earl of Elgin, and they are at the British Museum, have been for two centuries. However, Greece, most recently, over the last 50, 60 years, has said very clearly they would like the Elgin Marbles returned. There is now a museum, I'm told, in Athens for the Elgin Marbles. There was not such a museum when I visited them in 1974. They were in Britain, and I saw them 73, 74 when I was in Scotland. I visited the Parthenon that next year, summer of 74, and the Parthenon was in a ruin. There was no particular attention to restoring it. It was able. You were able to wander around anywhere you wanted. That's no longer the case. It's now protected very clearly from pilfering and damage. However, that was then when the Elgin Marbles were also asked by the Greek governments to be returned. Gregory makes a fine point about Elgin Marbles and the missteps, the rudeness of the Prime Minister of Greece about an agreement he had with the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Rishi Sunak, and the Elgin Marbles. Gregory explains, and also Gregory explains how the king was devoted to patching this over and charming the Prime Minister of Greece. Here's Gregory on King Charles III, whom we celebrate as a diplomat.
Yes, he met with Greek Prime Minister Mitsotakis just after the appalling missteps of Mitsotakis's official visit to the United Kingdom, where by shooting his mouth off at a BBC interview before his meeting with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, he demanded the return of the Elgin Marbles from the British Museum to Greece. And this had been agreed to be a topic for private conversation only between the two prime ministers. And as a result, Prime Minister Sunak cancelled his meeting with Prime Minister Mitsotakis, and much to the Greek Prime Minister's embarrassment. So he had to go home empty-handed. And not only that, what he had done was basically draw attention to the fact that the British had saved the Elgin Marbles from destruction, basically. And now the British public will be damned if they'll let the government return those artifacts anytime soon. Britain did offer to lend them back to Greece for prolonged exhibition in Greece, but they wanted to make sure that they were protected. Anyway, Charles met with Prime Minister Mitsotakis on the sidelines of COP28. He was wearing a beautiful silk tie with Greek flags on it. And he was he and Queen Camilla were seen wearing the blue and white of the Greek colors. So he really made a point of charming Mitsotakis and rebuilding the reality that, yes, of course, Prime Minister, you're welcome to be in Britain any time, and we can talk about things because we are such good friends, and we will look after each other. So that really did some work which the two foreign officers of Greece and Britain had not been able to do a few weeks earlier. So that's just another one. We've seen Charles' visit to France, Charles' visit to Berlin, same thing.
Thank you.